Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance need the cover of October skies.
That's the awesome with all the leaves and enduring the are falling Van Morrison's That's Moon Dance, one of his best. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Beverly Flax. She's an author of Self-Talk for a Calmer You. That's an awesome book. Make Your Shift is another one. She is a certified organizational behavioral expert, co-founder of The Collaborative. TheCollaborative.com, is that right, Bev?
Yes, The-Collaborative.com.
That's right, put a hyphen in there, The-Collaborative.com. You can find her books there and all her writing. And tell us what you do for your clients.
So a lot of it is around growth, Jim. It's really trying to help them either get to that next level or maybe get unstuck. So everything from helping them think about their market differently. Sometimes it's define their market. I'm always stunned by how many companies haven't really defined who is our ideal customer, who are we targeting.
Mm-hmm.
And then helping them put some sort of plan in place to get their entire team engaged. I always think of a small business, you know, sometimes they'll identify themselves and say, oh, well, this person's devoted to sales. And in my view, no. Every single person on your team is devoted to sales.
That's right. Everybody's a different role. Right.
Exactly, right? And that's, again, back to our discussion about why you want to think about, you know, maybe that's a goal for the year, is to inculcate, you know, your firm and help them with, what are we doing here? What do our customers want from us? You know, the outreach that you were talking about, which I think is so valuable, why couldn't everybody on the team be doing that to a certain degree?
They should be, and there's no question about it. But I like what you're focused on the team, because this comes back to culture.
Yeah.
Which if folks, your company has a culture. We've talked about that a million times on the show over the last 24 years. Your company has a culture. The question is, do you know what it is, and are you driving it, or is it coming up like weeds in the garden? And if you can get control of, and I say control, I'm meaning just that you're aware of it, and you're driving the culture, which hopefully will be your values. You got to get your team to buy into that. And when that happens, that becomes a special sauce in a container you can deliver to customers. What do you think?
You know, we have a term, we call it culture by design, because the idea being that if you don't design it and you don't put a focus on it, you don't think about the sorts of people you want to have working for you, the sorts of people that are going to match your customers, how you teach them about what they're doing and involve them. You know, if you're not proactive about it, thoughtful about it, and focused on it, then it does evolve. I mean, that it's going to happen one way or another, so you do want to be a part of designing it rather than, I have talked to so many small business leaders, you know, they're frustrated, right, about what's happening in their company or how their team members are working with customers, and it's sometimes very hard for us as leaders to see that, you know, we're the ones who are, to a large degree, directing it, whether
right.
we take charge or not.
Well, that's exactly right. There's nothing wrong with your team contributing to the culture and helping you maintain it and grow it, but still, you know, it needs to be, this part should come from the top. What your company stands for, what your values are, that should come from the top, and you want your team to be part of that. But when you can have something, let me say this: the best companies I've ever been associated with, there was love for each other in that company. And when you have that kind of feeling between where people are hitting on all cylinders, they love each other, and everybody wants, you know, to be the right thing for everybody. I've seen that. It's happening right now. I know places where it's happening right now. You can't run those customers off from that company. They see it and they like it and they want to hang out with it. And Amazon can't take them away.
This is so true. You know, and if you start to have that mindset, Jim, I think where all of your team members are your customers. You know, it's funny, right? How is it that we can have such finesse and be, you know, so good at working with the people externally that, you know, we want something from them, right? We want them to continue to do business with us. We need the revenue. But then those same skills we oftentimes don't translate into the people who are working for us. And I often say this to business leaders too. It's you have the skills because you're using it in the market. You know, turn those into your team. Have them feel like, you know, they're as important to you as any sort of customer. And when that permeates, I mean, gosh, everyone wants to be a part of it.
I have something that I say to my to people that I'm talking to about new business. I tell them I'm not looking for customers. I'm looking for partners.
Yes.
And I've never had anybody take that the wrong way. I've never had anybody take that the wrong way. Even if they didn't do business with me. Even if they didn't become my partner. Because believe it or not, I don't close everybody. I'm good, but I'm not that good. Anyway, last thoughts, Beverly.
Last thoughts would be that, you know, you're going to go somewhere this year. Be proactive and thoughtful about where you want that to be. Take the time to scope that out. Bring your team into it. And, you know, set some goals for yourself and then track to them. This year could be as challenging as last. We don't know. So, you know, get rid of the noise and get focused.
The-collaborative.com is the website. Beverly Flexington, thank you for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Beverly Flaxington, ladies and gentlemen. As you can see, she's the best. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassington. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.